This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
Stephanie Shannon is a veteran and the founder and CEO of Michigan Women Veterans Empowerment.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You wrote a book called Battling the Storm Within about your experience with PTSD. It took a while, though, before that was diagnosed for you. Why?
My book is about living undiagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. It was caused by my military sexual trauma experience and the Gulf War illness. And it took so long because when I sought out help for my condition, there was no help. My records were lost. I was diagnosed with having an adjustment disorder, didn't receive an intervention. When I had my exit view, they did not provide the services I needed because I told them I was having these flashbacks and different memories from my time in service. So I didn't get the intervention right away. I guess I wasn't really believed that I had a trauma, a psychological wound, which was caused during my military service.
Sexual assault of women in the military has been an ugly issue that the Pentagon has vowed to end. How prevalent was it when you served?
Oh, very prevalent. That's what I experienced. 1 in 3 women are sexually assaulted in the military. 38 men are sexually assaulted every day. And the justice system is just really only 4% are convicted. And most of the, you know, condition of the cases are either, I would say, dismissed or downgraded, or the offender may be transferred to another unit. So it's definitely an epidemic of problem that needs to be addressed in the military.
So tell me how things were going for you between the time you left the service and when you finally got help with PTSD.
I had a really difficult time. I knew I had something that was going on because of the negative stigma of having a mental illness. I worked as a social worker for 15 years, and I was told, you know, if I would admit that I had any type of mental illnesses or challenges, I wouldn't get promoted. So society has a tendency, you know, and it's changed a lot in the last few years as far as to stigmatize the person that has a mental illness. It doesn't mean you're not intelligent or not productive. You just need some type of medical attention or intervention. And I think that's one of the major issues of getting help and recovering PTSD or any type of issue of that, is having someone that supports you and then also getting the intervention right away in order to recover quickly.
How long did it take for you to find help with PTSD, get it diagnosed, and help you cope with it?
I was officially diagnosed in 2010 at the Ann Arbor VA health system. I was first in the Detroit VA hospital system.
So that's almost 20 years.
Yes, that long. Took that long. Yes, quite a long time. And I actually became a homeless veteran. I became a disabled veteran. I couldn't work anymore. My doctor took me off my stress leave. She said, you really need to get some help. So I really hit rock bottom, but really hitting that rock bottom really caused me to, you know, find my space again, find my voice, and then to really invest in the services that were offered for veterans, women veterans specifically, at the Ann Arbor VA hospital.
So when we think about Veterans Day, a lot of people think of men. We talked recently on this show to Deborah Trimble. She's a veteran and a Tillman Scholar at the University of Michigan Medical School.
Very often we hear a lot of stories from men or special forces or infantry, those kinds of high impact, very driven, adrenaline type mm-hmm. of jobs. But a lot of times we don't hear about the women's stories. And so I want people to understand what it's like to be a woman and be deployed and in combat with 98 other males in your unit. I think there were 3 females in my whole unit with almost 100 of us.
I think something that people don't understand is that, for instance, the Michigan Women's Commission reports there are more than 46,000 women veterans in Michigan alone. What will it take for us as a society to start recognizing the military service of women?
It definitely needs to be a place in the community. That's why I founded the organization, was to give a level of a platform of visibility for women veterans' voices to be heard. We just released the first book, Our Voices United, where 9 women veterans shared their stories. So the point is to, for one, bring awareness to our issues, but also provide a solution. I think women veterans' voices are not really heard. You have the veteran services organizations that are primarily male-dominated leadership. So there needs to be some type of move in the consciousness of people that women are veterans too, and that they also contribute significantly to the military history.
What does your group, Michigan Women Veterans Empowerment, actually do for women veterans?
Our mission is to empower, identify, connect, and engage women veteran population right where they're at. We stabilize them. We connect them to the resources. We have quarterly meetings. We've had events that focus on the 8 dimensions of wellness. We have professionals that come in and work with women's veterans. We're establishing chapters in the city of Lansing, Detroit, and Flint. So we have quite a bit of groundwork we've been doing here. We really believe in women veterans being showcased in a positive light and recognized for their services.
Why do you think it's taken this long for people to recognize, especially if there are 46,000, more than 46,000 women veterans in Michigan, that they might need help too?
I think when they think of a veteran, you hear generally, you think in your mind, it's a male. We look at Hollywood and how they kind of glorify war, and there's not really many movies out about us or documentaries or books. I told women veterans myself, I tell us, I said, we need to lead ourselves. I said, we can't expect anyone to do what we need to do for ourselves. So I think it's important that people see us in the light that we're presenting ourselves, opposed to the negative focus on the stigmatized of women veterans, to focus on the women veterans that are actively involved in the community and celebrate them for their accomplishment.
So on this Veterans Day, what do you want the people of Michigan to know about the more than 46,000 women veterans in this state? What should they be thinking about?
They should think about the fact that the women veterans have sacrificed themselves, their voluntary service to their country and their families. Families need support. And then also we just need an opportunity to share our hearts and what we really feel about our service in a safe place. I call it safe, meaning that no backlash, retaliation, you know, however we feel. It's just our story, our truth. It's given us that room to grow or opportunity to shine light on the darkness, but also provide solutions. I think that's the best support they can give us, is just some genuine, unconditional love and support.
Stephanie Shannon is a veteran and the founder and CEO of Michigan Women Veterans Empowerment. Thanks for talking with us today.
I appreciate the opportunity. God bless.